you know, just sitting here listening, I've been in these conversations before, you know, it feels like, you know, some of this stuff is normalized, right? Right? Because it, to me, it's supposed to be it's supposed to be unnatural. But to be honest, the way we have these conversations, it's normal to see men of color in prison, coming out of prison, right? When we think about young people, so my man just talked about how he was dealt this message, you're not college material, right? And so we think about word self-concept, and we have educators in the room, I'm sure. We think about where self-concept comes from. We think about our young people. I very seldom hear part of the conversation is what young people, young men of color, I wrote to North Philly last night, very seldom do I hear in this conversation where young men of color get their self-concept from. I very seldom hear that, right? So when young men of color are going to school, when you're going to school as a little boy, and all the messages you get from school, from the media, from people in your community, from people doing business in your community, tell you you're worthless. That's pretty much what they say, right? But we don't have that conversation when we talk about what young men of color deal with. That's a hard conversation to have, right? But that's what those are the messages we internalize as young men of color. We talk about, you know, there's no generation gap. But we know it's set up. I'm from Dallas. I live in Seattle. Dallas looks just like North Philly. It looks just like South Philly. That stuff ain't by accident. And so, and you don't take a crystal ball to know where majority of the young men coming out of those communities are going, right? And we set up re-entry points. And so it seems, to be honest, part of it seems disingenuous to have this conversation, right? Acting like we're gonna do this work. Feels like we're just doing the work on the fringes if we're not getting at the structures that's creating it, right? We know young men of color are being dealt with by police very, very differently, being dealt with by teachers very, very differently. When they turn on the TV, they get some very different messages. We know, and I don't know what the demographic, the racial demographics of Philly are. Like Seattle is about 6% black, right? 19% of the people in prison are black, look just like me. So we know something's up there, right? That's what the numbers look like in Seattle. So we got the disproportionality everywhere. But it feels cool to be sitting having this conversation with brothers, right? If we were having this conversation, if the overwhelming majority of the men in this room were white, it'll be a very, very different reaction, right?